Your energy is at the epicenter of everything you do. If they're low, everything becomes more difficult. It's like trying to do your everyday activities with a 20 kilogram rucksack on.
The Making of a Modern Man, a podcast dedicated to ambitious men who want to unlock the potential from their mind, body, and life. My name's Jack Taylor, and I'm a men's health, performance, and behavior change specialist. I believe that every man has the potential for greatness. Most just don't know how to unlock it. And that is the intention of this podcast, to help you step into your power and become the man you've dreamt of being. So if you're now ready to elevate all areas of your life, let's dive in.
Let's face it, life's a bitch. It can be pretty demanding at times. As a result, it's not uncommon for you to find yourself letting go of your fitness routine. The gym may have taken a back seat due to limited time, low energy, or a lack of motivation. And if this is you, don't worry. I'm not here to berate you like a drill sergeant. I'm here to help. That's what this episode's all about. I'm going to be recommending to you some practical tips to get yourself back into the gym and on the path to reclaiming your personal power. Let's dive into it. Number one, prioritize and schedule your workouts. One of the main challenges men face when returning to the gym is finding the time. And look, I've been there. The key to overcoming this hurdle is not trying to find the time, but to prioritize your workouts. I want you to look at your weekly schedule and identify pockets of time that could be dedicated to exercise. Ideally, on the same time each day or week. Scheduling your workouts like appointments will increase the likelihood of you sticking to them. You want to frame fitness as a non-negotiable to yourself. Just like if you had a meeting with your boss, there'd be no negotiating around it. You wouldn't be saying, "Shall I push it back a day? I can't be bothered to do it today. I'm just going to not turn up." You turn up because it's important. It's a non-negotiable, you've got accountability, and it's in your diary, it's scheduled. So treat your sessions the same. As a side note, it doesn't have to be an hour session for now. Focus on the act of just showing up to the gym. Build the habit of showing up before you start putting metrics in place of how long you need to be there or what you specifically need to be doing. This is a really key point. A lot of people make this mistake. They give themselves way too many tasks and provide an overwhelming amount of pressure to themselves, which ultimately creates resistance to doing it. And as a result, you never actually build the habit. So just focus on getting yourself into the gym, even if it's for 5 minutes, because by doing that, you are building the habit of turning up, which is the most important habit that you can build. Number two, start slow and avoid burnout. After a long hiatus, it's essential to ease yourself back into your fitness routine. Don't jump straight into the intense workouts or attempt to lift the weights you were once capable of lifting. I have been there and it ends in injury. And there's nothing worse than being injured, because when you are injured, you don't have a choice but to sit out on the sidelines. Begin with a low to moderate intensity workout and increase the difficulty as your body starts to adjust. Because with each session, your body will adapt. It will get used to this new intensity and this new stimulus. And as a result, when that starts to happen, you can increase the intensity of the session too. But by starting slow, you'll prevent the feeling of being overwhelmed and you'll actually allow your motivation to grow, which again is another challenge that people face. Because we rely so heavily on motivation, because we're emotional creatures, you don't want to deplete your motivation source and dampen that fire too early. You actually want it to grow. And this is the way in which you do that. Think of your motivation like a fire. You want to be throwing fuel on that fire every single week. And the way that you do that is by collecting wins. But if you overwhelm yourself and you go balls to the wall first thing, that's the equivalent of you throwing water on that fire. It's only going to dampen that fire and leave you feeling uninspired and overwhelmed next week, which is going to make it a lot more difficult for you to show up and get that session done. Number three, find a workout friend. Having a workout partner can make a significant difference. They provide you with the motivation and accountability. And accountability to someone else will encourage you to show up and stop making bullshit excuses. You'll learn to push through even when your motivation is lacking, which, as a side note, is another reason why coaching is so powerful, because you have somebody in your corner who is constantly holding you to a higher standard because they want you to succeed. And having a workout friend is similar to that. So find an accountability buddy and get to work together. Number four, set achievable goals. Setting attainable goals is crucial when it comes to regaining motivation for the gym. So many people stop within their first month because of their unrealistic expectations. I want you to focus on specific and measurable objectives rather than vague aspirations. Now, I get my clients to only focus on their input and progress goals instead of the outcome goals. So for example, I set them aims every single week that I want them to focus on. And this is all around their input. So how many times to the gym they want to show up, how many steps they want to do a day, and so on. We don't focus on how much weight I want them to lose in a week, because that's counterproductive. And by doing this, it helps them to generate the habit of consistency, which is the most important thing at the start. So whether it's completing a certain number of workouts in a week or increasing the weights, these goals will give you purpose and a sense of accomplishment once achieved, keeping you engaged in showing the fuck up, which if you don't do, you'll never get results. Remember, consistency is king. Number 5, embrace variety and flexibility. Routines can very quickly become monotonous, leading to a loss of interest and motivation. To combat this, change up your workouts, especially in the early days. Right now, you should be focusing on progress and not perfection. So don't worry about the perfect gym routine, which is a mistake a lot of people make. They spend so much time in this space of analysis paralysis, trying to figure out what the best routine is for dropping body fat or building muscle. And as a result, they end up doing nothing. They end up procrastinating. Don't worry about the perfect routine. Just get yourself in there and incorporate different exercises. Have fun with it. And like I mentioned earlier, just focus on consistently showing up. And finally, number 6, focus on optimizing energy. A common struggle for high-performing men is low energy levels. Your energy is at the epicenter of everything you do. If they're low, everything becomes more difficult. It's like trying to do your everyday activities with a 20-kilogram rucksack on. Focus on optimizing your sleep and energy levels to be in a better position to tackle the gym. Get enough sleep, practice stress management techniques, and maintain a healthy diet. None of these need to be complex. Stick to the basics. And I guarantee that if you master the basics, you'll get better results than the majority of people you know. And just some final thoughts that I want to leave with you. Returning to the gym after a long hiatus requires patience, perseverance, and commitment from yourself. I guarantee that if you action these tips, you'll overcome the barriers of time, energy, and motivation that we often hide behind. Remember, consistency is key and progress will be slow at first. Commit to your future self and how much better your life will be once you build this habit. If that doesn't help, think about what will happen if you don't change. And I'm sure that will send a rocket up your ass. I know it does for me. Look, guys, I'm here to help. If you've got any questions, reach out to me on LinkedIn or Instagram. The links to both of those accounts are in the show notes. And until next time, let's get after it. Guys, I appreciate you for listening and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.